Hello, Red Shirts, and welcome to another episode of Follow Me and Die. I'm your host, Larry Hamilton, and today I've got a quick publishing update about my offerings on DriveThruRPG. But first, a couple of call-ins. One from Jason Connerly of Nerds RPG Variety Cast here on Anchor, and Tim Shorts of Gothridge Manor. You can find links to Tim's podcast and his Patreon at his blog, and I'll have links to both of them in the show notes.
Hey Larry, Jason here. So just real quick, on the Western games, my absolute favorite way of doing shot placement in Western games is Aces and Eights by Kenzer & Co., the ones that do Hackmaster. It's a great system. You say where you're going to shoot, you have silhouettes of all the different targets, and you have an overlay you put over that and roll to see where your bullet hits. It's a great system. It's complicated. It would be difficult to do online. I think you could do it, but that's my absolute favorite.
Hey, Jason, thanks for mentioning Aces and Eights. I've heard about their die drop two-hit table, but I have not played Aces and Eights, and I know, I think it was a year ago or so, if it's been that long, it all kind of blurs together after a while. I know they kickstarted a new edition of that game, but I back enough Kickstarters and don't play enough Westerns to invest in too many systems. I do have a DriveThruRPG copy of the Boot Hill 2nd Edition, so I'm good for now, I guess. But something to keep in mind, if there is any other two-hit tables that you've used in Westerns or other Western RPGs you're aware of, please share.
Hey Larry, Tim from Gothridge Manor here. Love me some 2D6 tables. I like to having that probability, use them all the time. I like to use them for my wandering monsters or random encounter kind of tables, and just different things. Also, as being a patron to your Patreon, hey, understand, don't sweat it. It happens. I know, I'm there with you and everything. And hey, I'm enjoying the new format of the podcast. And as far as what days you want to podcast, whatever works for you. I mean, I don't think I catch them on the days they come out. I just kind of catch them as I catch them, you know. So if I have free time on a Saturday night, that's what I do. So, all right, Larry, take care.
Hey, Tim, thanks for calling in. As I shared in my podcast and the article on my blog, I think 2D6 tables are fun. I'm glad to have dug into that. And I was really surprised that Goblin Schintzman did his own take on 2D6 tables and links to my blog post on that. So that was really pretty cool. And I'm glad you're liking the new format. It does take more time to organize the podcast to get it all put together. So it takes a bit longer, but I like the end result. And I really hear you about catching up on podcasts, that you have to catch them when you get a chance. I can rarely listen at work because even though I work from home, I'm on the phone a lot of the time, or if I'm not on the phone, I'm deep in concentration trying to solve a client's issue. So I could have a podcast playing in the background, but I wouldn't understand any of what they were saying because I'd be so focused on the client's issue, or if I was paying attention to what they were saying, would not be able to deal with the client's problem. For me, I tend to binge several episodes of shorter podcasts or maybe one or two longer podcasts when I mow the lawn or when I'm out running errands or if I'm just able to sit and listen for a while. So I'm still tweaking the podcast, and somebody said they did a count and there were 45 podcasts on the Anchorite list, and that wasn't all of the OSR related podcasts on Anchor. That's quite something. I wonder how well they're all doing. I know I'm stubborn enough to keep at this, and I don't have a lot of listeners, but I do get some feedback and call-ins, and I think it's worth keeping the conversation going. Before I get into today's topic, I did want to point out that the intro and outro tune, Scratchy Transition, is by TJ Drennan. He has a new Patreon where he's providing different instrumental music, sound effects, and so forth for podcasters. I encourage you to check out his Patreon. So regular listeners will know that once a month, I release a new PDF on DriveThruRPG. They are generic, system-neutral campaign supplements, and they have ideas that are generic for the game system and could easily be generic for the genre. Some are more, I guess most are more strongly geared towards a fantasy element, but they have some elements that could apply to many different things. And this week I released my September PDF, Mountain and Hill Encounters, and it doesn't get into specific encounters, but more of setting, and it is kind of a theme with my rivers and river encounters and my library tables. And speaking of my library tables PDF, that's my first PDF that was not pay what you want, because everything in that was all brand new out of my own head, nothing I'd seen anywhere else in a game system. And it was just a couple sales away from being a best Electrum seller. I posted all over the place that it was almost a best silver seller, which that's way off, because there's a big difference. A copper seller is 51 sales, Electrum is 101 sales, and silver is 251 sales. So I'm 150, well, not quite 150 sales away from that. I've surpassed 101 sales of that, but DriveThruRPG has not yet updated the badge. So I'm pretty excited. That'll make my second best silver seller, the first one being Caravans and Trade. And then I've got one other copper seller, Locks and Hiding Places. And that one isn't selling as fast, so it'll be a while. I've got several others that are looking like they should, in the next few months, become copper sellers themselves. So I'm pretty excited about that. I'm getting better at layout, so things are looking better. I'm getting more satisfied with my own layout and with starting this new Delving Deeper campaign on Thursdays. I've not done any of the things I plan to do to go back and start improving layout of past PDFs, so that's still on my list to do. My October PDF is going to be Random Dungeon City and Travel Encounters. Or should I say Random Dungeon City and Travel Generation. And the poll is up for patrons to vote on what PDF I do for November. So if you're not already a patron and you want to have a vote, join my Patreon and you'll get a vote. The poll closes, I believe, a week from Monday. Or 2 weeks from Monday. Try to run the polls for 2 weeks. Yeah, 2 weeks from this past Monday. So I'd really appreciate you joining in on the Patreon, giving an indication of what you'd like to see me work on next. And I've really enjoyed putting together all these things. Basically, it's things that I had an itch for something I wanted to have available, so I made my own. And I tried to do it in such a way that it would be useful to other people. And so I put it on DriveThruRPG. And I'm far from getting rich on it. I'm far from making enough that I have to declare it on my taxes. but it's possible this year I may actually pass the $600 and have to declare it on my taxes. So that would be really fun. Not a lot of money, but I'm trying to save up all the money I make to throw towards getting things ready for my card game Kickstarter. I'm trying to fund the art myself, and my artist has had some setbacks, so it's not progressing as quickly as I'd hoped, but the plan is still to kickstart next year. My plan is to kickstart, produce, and deliver all within the same calendar year, so it simplifies all the tax things and maximizes how much money's available, because if you cross the into a new calendar year and don't spend enough in the year you get the money, you end up losing a lot of taxes. So expenses, of course, help, but if you don't pay all the expenses, then that kind of cuts into what's left. You know, of course, I'd love to make enough to fund more games and maybe have a cut that I could keep, because I've got a lot of, I've just been throwing my bonus for the last couple of years into my new business here. So it's not like I miss the money. I'm just not paying down some debts as fast as I'd like. But that's all right. I'll get there. To get more of my thoughts and opinions in the realm of RPGs and games, check out my other sites. You can find Follow Me and Die at my blog, followmeanddie.com. My podcast is here on Anchor and is syndicated in many other places. If you listen to the podcast on iTunes, please leave a review. I also have a YouTube channel devoted to various RPG topics, like my series Roll 20 for the Absolute Beginner. You can find me on various sites where you see my social media avatar by the amazing Satine Phoenix. Check out the social page on my blog to locate me across the various social media. I also contribute to Multiverse.World by the new TSR. If you like the podcast and the other things I share online, there are a few ways that you can support my efforts. First, tell me and tell others. Just getting the word out is very important. Consider backing my Patreon. Patrons get a vote on what PDF I publish next on DriveThruRPG. I have over one dozen and counting RPG-related PDFs on DriveThruRPG. You can also support me by using my link to Amazon. When you make an Amazon purchase, a small portion of that goes to me without increasing the cost to you. I'm also working on a card game that I plan to kickstart in 2020. You can find the sign-up for the announcement mailing list on my blog. I also have a Teespring store where you can get a shirt with my logo by Satine Phoenix. I hope you all are having an awesome day. Thank you for listening, and game on.